You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
India is expected to witness a spike in COVID-19 cases in August in what experts are suggesting would be the third virus wave in the country. According to researchers Mathu Kumali Vidyasagar and Manindra Agrawal, the third wave would peak in October. Hello and welcome to the COVID Fight podcast. I am Yashri Gupta, taking over from Kanishka to give you all the latest on the coronavirus situation for today. I'll talk about the new research on the third wave of the pandemic, but first, here's what India's infection tally stands as of August 2. The country recorded a surge in the number of active cases for the sixth consecutive day, according to the Health Ministry data. Around 40,000 fresh COVID-19 infections were reported until 8 a.m. of August 2, pushing the total tally to 3.16 crore. This is the 36th day that new cases have remained below 50,000. But in the last few days, recoveries are trailing new cases. As many as 36,946 recoveries were reported in the past 24 hours. Over 20,000 fresh cases were reported in Kerala, followed by over 6,000 in Maharashtra and 2,000 in Andhra Pradesh. Over 47 crore vaccines have been administered across India so far, with 17 lakh doses being administered on August 1. Now, coming back to what researchers Vidyasagar and Agrawal at IIT Hyderabad and Kanpur predicted, the third wave will be much smaller compared to the second wave, they said, which peaked in April-May and saw 4 lakh people being infected on May 7 before starting to decline. The next wave is expected to peak in October with less than 1 lakh cases per day in the best case scenario and over 1,50,000 in the worst case. Kerala and Maharashtra are likely to contribute highest to these numbers, they said. However, Vidyasagar's projections did not hold true during the second wave. His predictions were deemed false and invalid because he said, and I quote, "The pandemic was changing rapidly, even wildly, until about a week ago." Meanwhile, Punjab has opened schools after over a year with some relaxations in the norms. And Uttarakhand seems to be following suit as it opens schools for classes 9th to 12th. The Goa government, on the other hand, extended the ongoing curfew till August 9. The previous curfew deadline was scheduled to end on August 2. The administration issued the extension order in which said that all the COVID-19 related curfs will continue in the state and no fresh relaxations would be granted. Meanwhile, the Indian Council of Medical Research, or ICMR for short, has said Covaxin is effective against the Delta Plus variant of COVID-19. Covaxin, an indigenously developed vaccine, is one of the three India is currently administering. It is developed by Bharat Biotech, which is based out of Hyderabad, in collaboration with ICMR. Coming to the vaccine news, India has manufactured over 49.68 crore COVID-19 vaccines, the government has informed the parliament. A nasal spray for the treatment of COVID-19 is well on its way to India, as Mumbai-based Glenmark Pharma inks an agreement with Canadian Sanotize to commercialize the nitric oxide nasal spray in India and other Asian countries. Study suggests that due to its antimicrobial properties, the nitric oxide is highly effective in reducing viral load in COVID-19 patients. It also helps reducing the onward transmission. In another news, India is postponing its biennial car show to be held in February due to the looming threat of the third wave of infections, Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers, SIAM, said on Monday. The auto industry body may host the show in late 2022 if the things improve, sources with a direct knowledge of the matter told Reuters, adding that the pandemic has had a financial impact on automakers. Over in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci warned more pain and suffering is on the horizon as COVID-19 cases continue to climb. Officials in the US are pleading the unvaccinated Americans to get their shots. This comes days after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention changed course to recommend vaccinated people wear masks too. Meanwhile, Florida has broken a previous record for current hospitalizations set more than a year ago before vaccines were available. Just a day ago, America's Sunshine State had recorded the most new daily cases since the start of the pandemic. Meanwhile, as the Olympic Games continue in the full swing, the organizers have reported 17 new games-related COVID-19 cases, including one athlete, bringing the total number since July 1 to 276. Seven-times Formula One world champion Lewis Hamilton said he suspects he has long COVID after suffering dizziness and fatigue in the aftermath of a hard-fought Hungarian Grand Prix on Sunday. "Everything got a bit blurry on the podium," said the 36-year-old. "I have been fighting all year, surely with staying healthy after what happened at the end of the last year," he added. Hamilton tested positive for COVID-19 and was forced to miss last year's penultimate Sakhir Grand Prix in December. Meanwhile, spin legend Shane Warne has tested positive for COVID-19 and is currently in self-isolation, according to a report. Warne, who is the head coach of the 100 team, London Spirits, and another unnamed member of management team, have gone into self-isolation, a report in ESPN Cricinfo said. According to the report, Warne reported feeling unwell on Sunday morning ahead of Spirits' game against Southern Drive at Lord's. A lateral flow test returned positive and he is now awaiting the result of a PCR test, the report said. In a bid to contain the rising COVID-19 infections, Brisbane, Australia's third largest city, has extended its lockdown until Sunday. It was earlier scheduled to end on Tuesday, while in Sydney, soldiers are patrolling the streets to enforce the stay-at-home rules. That's all for now.